Well, it's a privilege to be here again this morning to share God's word.
非常欢喜和荣幸能够今天早上跟你们在一起。
I want to highlight a verse this morning that Paul wrote to the Corinthians. It's in 1 Corinthians chapter 1 and verse 9.
今天早上我又特别的点出一节的圣经，是保罗写给在哥林多那里的圣徒。是哥林多前书一章九节。
Just before I read this, can we pray?
我们先有一点祷告。
Father, we want to thank you so much for your precious word.
我们的天父，因你宝贵的话语，我们实在又深深的感谢你。
Thank you, you love us enough to speak to us.
你爱我们，也愿意向我们说话。
And we pray that you would give us ears to hear what you want to share with us this morning.
我们也祈求你赐给我们听话的耳朵，能够听见早上你有对我们说的话。
In Jesus' name，
我们奉耶稣的名。
Amen.
Amen.
So Paul says here that God, who has called you into fellowship with His Son Jesus Christ our Lord, is faithful.
这里说到神是信实的，你们原是被他所召，与他儿子我们主耶稣基督一同得分。
God has called each one of us in this room.
神亲自的呼召我们在这里的每一个人。
Some have heard that call.
有些人听见了这个呼召。
Some have still to hear that call.
有些人还在等待听见这个呼召。
And all of usare still to understand more of what that call actually means.
但是我们更多的是要来认识这个呼召里面所包含的一切。
And I've got my L plates on.
我在这里过着一个 L 牌，学习的牌。
He has called us to fellowship with His Son Jesus Christ.
神呼召我们来与他的儿子耶稣基督相交。
This is a very precious thing that He's called us to.
他呼召我们来进入的是非常宝贵的一件事情。
I want to just reflect on that word fellowship.
我现在又特别来讲到相交这一个词。
And I wonder what you hear when you hear that word fellowship.
我想知道了，当你们听见相交这个词，你觉得是什么意思？
Maybe fellowship is a place you come to.
或者你觉得相交是一个地方，你在这里，来到这里彼此交通的地方。
Maybe fellowship is a thing you do.
或者你只是觉得是与人之间一种沟通。
And those may be parts of what fellowship is.
那些有可能包括在相交里的一部分。
But when the Bible speaks of fellowship, it's speaking about relationship.
但当圣经讲到与主相交，那是讲到我们与主之间的一个关系。
And the amazing thing is that this book, the Bible, speaks about relationship.
但非常奇妙的是，圣经这本书告诉我们关于这个关系。
To follow Jesus is not to adopt a religion.
我们跟随耶稣并不是说接受了一个宗教。
It's not rules and regulations.
不是一些的规条和例子。
It's not a philosophy of life and a way of doing things.
也不是关于生命人生的一个哲学和做事的方法。
It's a relationship.
乃是讲到与神的关系。
God has called us into a relationship with Jesus.
神乃是呼召了我们来进入与耶稣之间的这个关系。
And when we speak of a relationship with Jesus, we're speaking of Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.
当我们讲到与进入与耶稣基督的关系，是讲到圣父、圣子、圣灵的相交。
We're speaking of a relationship with the living God who made heaven and earth and everything in it.
我们乃是讲到与这创造天地万物永生神的关系。
And this relationship is a relationship of love.
而这个与神的关系乃是关乎爱的关系。
It's a relationship of sharing and caring and loving.
在这个关系里面，乃是有彼此的相爱、分享和帮助。
I want to just reflect this morning on three aspects of this fellowship that we are called to with Jesus.
而今天早上，我又特别来跟你们分享其中的三点。
I want to reflect on, firstly, sharing His heart.
而第一点乃是怎样的分享基督的心。
Sharing His mind.
接着讲到分享他的思想、心思。
And also sharing His work.
还有分享有份于他的工作。
These are aspects of the fellowship that we're being called to.
我们看见这三方面乃是讲到神呼召我们进入这个关系的内容。
I want to look at a story in Luke's Gospel.
首先我们要来看一个在路加福音里面的记载。
In Luke chapter 7.
路加福音第七章。
And verse 36.
第三十六节。
There were three people in this story, or three principal people in this story that we read about.
在这个记载里面我们讲到有三方面的人。
One of them is Jesus.
一方面乃是主耶稣。
One of them is a Pharisee called Simon.
另外一个是叫西门的法利赛人。
And the other is a woman whose name we're not told.
另一位是一个女人，我们不知道她的名字。
Now the Pharisees were the religious leaders of the day.
这些法利赛人是那个时代他们这些宗教的领袖。
And they get a very bad press as we read through some of the accounts in the Bible.
当我们读圣经里面很多记载的时候，我们有时候觉得很不好。
Some of them had a better heart than others.
我们觉得其中有些人比其他人更有爱心。
Some of them were a bit more open to God than others.
有些人他们向神的心是比较敞开的。
But they were all brought up in a system that was governed by rules and regulations that were very, very strong.
但是这里面这些犹太人他们的成长都是归一些规条和宗教规定里面成长的。
For most of them, the world was very black and white.
但对一些人来讲，这个世界乃是黑白这么分明的。
But this man Simon had invited Jesus to his house for a meal.
而这里 有一个人叫西门，他邀请了耶稣到家里来面有一个宴席。
And we're not told all of the reasons for that, but apparently he was curious. He had heard, presumably, things that Jesus had been saying, and he was interested to find out more, and he invited him to his house for a meal.
我们不知道他邀请耶稣背后的目的，但是我们可以猜想的是，他可能是因着听见耶稣所行了很多的事情，所以想要邀请耶稣来到家里，对他有更多的了解。
But as we read this story,I want to ask this question.
当我们在读这个记载的时候，我想要问你们这个问题。
Out of Simon and this woman that we'll read about, which of the two of them really shared true fellowship with Jesus?
就是关于这里叫西门的法利赛人，还有这个里面讲到的这个女人，他们这两个人哪一个与神之间是有了这个相交呢，交通呢？
The man Simon who had invited Jesus to the meal at his house
是西门邀请耶稣到他家里来的呢？
Or a woman who was not an invited guest but came along anyway
或者是那一个女人本来没有邀请他，乃是自己来的。
So we read from verse 36 now. One of the Pharisees invited Jesus to have dinner with him, so he went to the Pharisee's house and reclined at the table.
在36节，有一个法利赛人请耶稣和他吃饭，耶稣就到法利赛人家里去坐席。
When a woman who had lived a sinful life in that town learned that Jesus was eating at the Pharisee's house, she brought an alabaster jar of perfume.
那城里有一个女人，是个罪人，知道耶稣在法利赛人家里坐席，就拿着圣香膏的玉瓶。
And as she stood behind him at his feet weeping, she began to wet his feet with her tears. Then she wiped them with her hair, kissed them, and poured perfume on them.
站在耶稣背后，挨着他的脚哭，眼泪湿了耶稣的脚，就用自己的头发擦干。 又用嘴连连亲他的脚，把香膏摸上。
When the Pharisee who had invited him saw this, he said to himself, "If this man were a prophet, he would know who is touching him and what kind of woman she is, that she is a sinner."
请耶稣的法利赛人看见这事，心里说：“这人若是先知，必知道摸他的是谁，是个怎样的女人，乃是个罪人。”
So Simon the Pharisee was checking out Jesus.
所以西门在这里好像在审查耶稣。
And Jesus had failed a critical test. He couldn't be a true prophet.
所以在他在西门的眼中，耶稣已经失败了，他看起来不像一个真正的先知。
He couldn't see what everybody else knew. This woman was a sinner.
因为西门自己能够看见大家所知道的，这个女人是一个罪人。
Because it was obvious to him that if Jesus knew she was a sinner, she wouldn't let him touch his feet.
因为他觉得，若是耶稣知道这个女人是罪人，就不会允许这个女人来摸他的脚。
But Jesus not only knew this woman's background, he also knew what Simon was thinking.
但是耶稣不只是知道这个女人的背景，而且他也知道这个西门心中所想的。
So Simon hadn't asked any question out loud, but we go on to read that Jesus answered him. He was speaking to the thoughts that he was thinking.
So 虽然西门没有把心里所想的讲出来，但是耶稣却接下去回答他心中的问题。
Jesus answered him, "Simon, I have something to tell you."
耶稣对他说：“西门，我有句话要对你说。”
Tell me, teacher, he said.
西门说：“夫子，请说。”
Two men owed money to a certain moneylender. One owed him 500 denarii and the other 50.
耶稣说：“一个债主有两个人欠他的债，一个欠50两银子，一个欠5两银子。”
Neither of them had the money to pay him back, so he cancelled the debts of both.Now, which of them will love him more?
因为他们无力偿还，债主就开恩免了他们两个人的债。这两个人哪一个更爱他呢？
Simon replied, "I suppose the one who had the bigger debt cancelled."
西门回答说，我想是那多得恩免的人。
I wonder if the penny was dropping at that point, whether he was starting to understand what he was saying.
我在想在那个时候，西门是不是开始有点明白耶稣所说的事情？
You have judged correctly, Jesus said.
耶稣说，你断得不错。
Then he turned towards the woman and said to Simon, "Do you see this woman? I came into your house and you didn't give me any water for my feet, but she wet my feet with her tears and wiped them with her hair."
于是转过来向着那女人，便对西门说，你看见这女人吗？我进了你的家，你没有给我水洗脚，当这女人用眼泪湿了我的脚，用头发擦干。
You didn't give me a kiss, but this woman from the time I entered hasn't stopped kissing my feet.
你没有与我亲嘴，当这女人从我进来的时候就不住地用嘴亲我的脚。
You didn't put oil on my head, but she has poured perfume on my feet.
你没有用油摸我的头，当这女人用香膏摸我的脚。
Therefore I tell you, her many sins have been forgiven, for she loved much, but he who has been forgiven little loves little.
所以我告诉你，她许多的罪都赦免了，因为她的爱多，当那赦免少的，她的爱就少。
Then Jesus said to her, "Your sins are forgiven."
于是对那女人说，你的罪赦免了。
And the other guests began to say among themselves, "Who is this who even forgives sins?"
同席的人心里说，这是什么人，既赦免人的罪呢？
And Jesus said to the woman, "Your faith has saved you. Go in peace."
耶稣对那女人说，你的信救了你，平平安安的回去吧。
Which of those two, Simon the Pharisee and the woman,understood Jesus' heart.
我们又问这两个人，西门跟这个女人，哪一个更明白主耶稣的心呢？
And which of the two got to share with Jesus and share that heart?
而其中哪一个人能够以分享基督心里面所思想的呢？
It is an amazing thing. We get used, many of us get used to the idea, but it is an amazing thing that Jesus loves you and me.
我们或者觉得太平常了，耶稣爱我们，但是能耶稣能够爱我们是一件非常稀奇的事情。
Some of us think we're not worthy of his love.
很多人我们觉得我们不配得耶稣的爱。
Most of us think we are not worthy of his love.
大多数我们大多数人都觉得自己不配耶稣的爱。
And if any of us don't think we're not worthy of his love, then we've got another discovery to make.
当我们觉得自己不配得耶稣的爱，那我们有一个更大的事情要去发现。
Neither Simon nor that woman deserved the love of God.
无论是西门或者这个女人，他们都不配得着神的爱。
God actually loved both of them.
神乃是爱他们两个人。
Jesus loved both of them.
耶稣爱他们两个人。
He loved Simon. That's why he'd gone to his house and accepted that invitation.
耶稣爱西门，这是为什么接受他的邀请到他家里去坐席。
He loved that woman.
他也爱这个女人。
Now we're not told what happened before this story in that woman's life.
圣经没有告诉我们在这件事情发生之前，这个女人曾经的过去是怎么样。
It's clear that she had already had some encounter with Jesus.
但是我们却能够略略从这里看出，她之前肯定已经认识耶稣。
It is clear that she had already heard something, perhaps in the street. Perhaps she'd had a word directly from him. Perhaps she'd just heard the words that were coming out of his mouth out there in the street.
或者她只是在街上曾经听到耶稣在那里的讲道，或者又看见耶稣所行的神迹，或者听见其他人跟她讲到有关耶稣的事情。
But what we do know is that hope had been stirred within her spirit.
但是我们能够清楚地看见的是这个女人的心中有了盼望。
She knew she was a sinner.
她知道自己是一个罪人。
She knew she was unworthy.
她知道自己是不配的。
But she saw and she heard from the actions and the words of this man, Jesus, that there was acceptance and forgiveness and love.
但是通过知道耶稣所讲和所行的，他知道耶稣能够接受和赦免，耶稣有爱。
And though she felt unworthy, she came from behind and just went down and wept at his feet.
虽然她觉得自己非常的不配，所以她从后面来，在他的脚边站在那又哭。
She just wanted to express her gratitude and her love for one who had been so gracious and was so forgiving and was so loving towards her.
她乃是因着耶稣对她的爱和赦免，她心中又向主发出她的感激的心。
You know, when Jesus says in verse 48, "Your sins are forgiven," he was affirming what was already apparent from the response that this woman was giving.
当在四十八节，当耶稣对那女人说，你的罪赦免了，乃是在这里又证实她已经知道的。
She didn't earn forgiveness because of what she did for Jesus.
她的罪得赦免，不是因此她在耶稣的面前所做的事情。
Jesus was saying, you can tell that she's been forgiven.By what she's doing.
耶稣乃是在说，看着他所行的，我们知道他的罪已经得赦免了。
And she knows she's been forgiven much. That's why she's expressing her love in a way that you, Simon, never did.
而因为这个女人已经明白了她的罪得赦免，所以她有这样感恩的行为。
Fellowship with Jesus is firstly sharing his heart.
与耶稣关系的交通，但首先要明白他的心。
And to share his heart starts with understanding the love that he has for you and for me.
想要分享耶稣的心，第一点，我们必须明白耶稣的心对你对我的爱。
And sharing his heart is not just understanding his love, but returning that love.
但是与耶稣的关的交通，不只是明白他爱我们，但我们对他的爱也应该做出回应。
And this is the foundation. This is the starting point and the all-encompassing point of fellowship with Jesus. It's sharing his heart of love.
所以在这与耶稣的交通里面，从这个明白他的爱乃是其中的中心，也是他所包括的一切。
Everything flows from this discovery that Jesus loves me.
因为一切都是从你发现耶稣爱你而开始。
You know, I remember with my dad, he got to the age of 90 before he came into a real relationship with Jesus.
我的父亲他乃是一直等到90岁的时候才真正的与耶稣有了关系。
And he was what people would describe as a good man.
但是他的一生旁边的人外面的人都会觉得他是一个好的人。
And he honored God as best he understood him.
而他也好像很按着他所能够明白的去尊重尊敬神。
And he was a very good father to me and I was very grateful for that.
而且我父亲对我也很好，我也很感激。
But he couldn't understand until he was 90 that there was a gift to be received and that was a gift that God gave because of what Jesus had done.
但是一直等到90岁的时候，他那个时候才能够明白，因为神已经赐给了他一个礼物，而这个礼物乃是耶稣所带来的。
And at the age of 90, he came into a real heart relationship with Jesus.
而直到90岁的时候，他才跟耶稣真正的有了生命上的关系。
And his memory was starting to go. He was starting to get some dementia over the next 3 years.
而因为他的年纪，那个时候他已经开始有点失去了记忆。
And whenever I came to see him, almost every time he would say two things.
我记得每一次我去看他的时候，他总是会提到两件事情。
One of them was this. He'd say, "You know, there's many things I can't remember and I've forgotten, but one thing I know, I love him and he loves me."
他曾会跟我讲说，我知道我自己现在忘记了很多的事情。但是有一件事情我记得清楚的，就是他爱我，我也爱他。
And I'd say that's all you really need to know, Dad.
我也告诉说，父亲，这就是你最需要知道的。
That's the one thing that's really important to know.
因为这是我们应该知道最重要的一点。
The other thing was he would just love to sing that song, "Jesus loves me, this I know, for the Bible tells me so."
另外一件事，就是他非常喜欢唱耶稣爱我，我知道，因为圣经告诉我。
He, although there were many things that he couldn't understand, he got to the essence of what it was to share the heart of God.
虽然很多事情他都不明白，但是他最起码知道了这个神爱他，他爱神里面的内涵。
Fellowship with Jesus starts with knowing He loves us.
我们与耶稣的关系乃是从认识到他爱你开始。
But we discover that not only does He love me, but God so loved the world that He gave His only Son.
但接着我们又发现，不只是神爱我，而且神也爱这个世界上。
And if we're going to have true fellowship with Him, if we're going to truly share in his mind and in his work as well, we need to understand his heart.
我们若有真实的明白神的心意，我们就必须也是之后我们才能够明白他的思想工作。
We can be very gifted and we can be very active in different activities and ministries that he's called us to.
我们或许可能有很多外面的参与一些服事的活动。
But to be really effective and to really work with him, it starts with sharing his heart.
但是若想又有真正的效果，那是又必须从明白他的心意开始。
That's what Paul in 1 Corinthians 13 says, though I speak with the tongues of men and angels, though I have all understanding, though I have all faith, though I give my life to be burned, though I do all these things, I'm paraphrasing there a bit,
right.
but if I don't have love, I'm just an empty gong, I'm just making noise.
就像保罗对哥林多的信徒说到，虽然我能够讲到天使的方言或者讲万种的方言，我也可以知道很多的奥秘，但是我若是不没有爱，我就像鸣的拔和响的钟一样。
God has called us to share his heart.
因为神乃是呼召我们来分享他的心意。
And can you feel what Jesus felt as he looked over Jerusalem?Over a city that was full of Simons and others who had rejected him.
所以当耶稣来到耶路撒冷，看见许许多多像西门和这样的人在这里。
Some who had received him, but the majority of that city had not.
有些人已经接受了他，但是更多的人在这个城里却没有接受他。
And with tears he said, Oh, Jerusalem, how I would have gathered you together as a mother hen gathers her chickens under her and taken care of you and protected you, but you didn't want to do it.
当耶稣看着这个耶路撒冷的时候，他是流泪，说耶路撒冷啊，耶路撒冷，我多么愿意像母鸡将小鸡围在一起的时候，愿你明白又领到你们的事情。
Can you share something of God's heart? Can you feel the echo of that in your own heart?
你能够明白神的心意，而你做出了这个回应吗？回响吗？
Because that was what leads us into fellowship with Him in other areas as well as sharing His heart.
因为这乃是领我们进入，不只是分享他的心意，还有其他的方面。
I wonder this morning if you've discovered his love for you.
我想知道的是，今天早上你有没有发现神对你的爱？
So I just want to say to each one in this room, God loves you. You are so precious to Him.
所以今早我要对在这里的每一个人说，神非常非常的爱你，你对神来讲是非常宝贝的。
And you may have heard words from your own parents in the past. You may have heard words from other people that have put you down. But I want to say that God looks at you with great love and you are precious to Him.
或许你也曾经听过自己的父母或者其他人告诉你神爱你。但是我又告诉你今早的是神在这里深深地看着你，又告诉你他是深深地爱你。
And the proof is that he sent Jesus into this world to do something that nobody else could do, to be your savior.
而且我们能够证明是因为神已经差遣了耶稣基督来到世上来成为你的救主。
And he wants to draw you into a fellowship that is an intimate fellowship where you share his love for you.And you can love him in return as a response to that love.
而且他乃是要带领你进入与他有亲密的交通，他能爱你，你也能够回应他的爱来爱他。
And there's nothing sweeter in the world than to experience fellowship with Jesus.
而在这个世上，没有能够经历与基督这个关系更美的事情。
And the two other dimensions, I won't speak quite as long on these, but they flow out of this first one. As well as sharing his heart, he wants us to share his mind.
另外两点我不会讲太多， 但是从那分享他的爱，接下去乃是又分享他的心思。
Now Paul says to the Corinthians, not quite sure what I'm doing there, but we'll soldier on. Paul says to the Corinthians, we have the mind of Christ.
保罗对哥林多的信徒说，但是我们是已经有基督的心了。
And for those who have responded to Jesus, who have accepted him as their Savior, God gives a precious gift.
而那些已经接受回应了神的邀请的人，神也把一个礼物赐给了我们。
He forgives,
神赦免了我们，
and he sends his spirit to live inside us.
神又差遣他的圣灵来住在我们的心中。
And his spirit firstly fills us with his heart.
而他的灵首先是向我们启示出基督的心来。
And as we grow in relationship with him, we understand that heart deeper and fuller.
而当我们与耶稣的关系成长更成熟的话，我们就对他的认识更多更明白。
But he not only gives us his heart, but he gives us his mind.
但是他不只把他的心分享给我们，他也把他的心思向我们分享。
Which is a wonderful thing.
这是非常奇妙的事。
There are at least a couple of dimensions to that.
而我们也从那里看到几方面的事。
To have the mind of Christ speaks of understanding the things that he understands.
讲到明白耶稣的心思意念，我们知道乃是明白主所明白的。
And it speaks of a wisdom that is godly wisdom to know how to respond to different situations.
而另外一方面又讲是从神那里来的智慧，使到我们能够怎样去应对每一件事情。
Understanding the things that God wants us to understand and having godly wisdom are two precious things.
能够一方面是能够得着从神那里来的智慧，另而且明白神我们所有明白的事情。
So I just turn to Mark's Gospel in chapter 4.
马可福音第四章。
We find in Mark chapter 4, Jesus speaking a number of parables to the people.
在马可第四章，在这里耶稣向许多人讲了几个的比喻。
Now, parables have been described as earthly stories with a heavenly meaning.
这个比喻就是的意思就是用地上的事情来解释天上的事。
They're simple stories that Jesus told about things that people would easily understand in their own culture.
就像耶稣所讲这些事是在每个人的文化背景中能够知道地上的事。
But they contained profound heavenly truth.
但是在这个事情的背后却有天上事情的奥秘。
And in Mark 4 we read a number of parables. There's a parable of the sower. There's a lamp on the stand.
我们在这里读到有撒种的比喻，有灯台的比喻。
There's a parable of the growing seed and of the mustard seed.
又讲到这个稗子和麦子。
And it says in verse 33.
而在33节说到，
With many similar parables, Jesus spoke the word to them as much as they could understand.
耶稣用许多这样的比喻，照他们所能听见的，对他们讲道。
Not everybody understood the parables, but they were parables that were spoken simply to make it as easy as possible for people to understand what Jesus was saying.
虽然不是每一个人都能够明白这些比喻，但是耶稣已经通过这地上的这些事情来更简单的解释天上的事。
The key to understanding them was not having a high intelligence. The key to understanding them was actually to have an open heart.
所以这里所注重的不是这个人有多聪明，那是说这个人的心向神有没有打开。
But we go on and read in verse 34. He didn't say anything to them without using a parable. But when he was alone with his own disciples, he explained everything.
在34节， 若不用比喻，就不对他们讲。没有人的时候，就把一切的道讲给门徒听。
Just want to highlight the last part of that verse. When he was alone with his own disciples, he explained everything.
在最后的讲到说，当没有人的时候，他就把一切的道讲明给门徒听。
And the key to really understanding the mysteries of the kingdom of heaven, the key to really having the mind of Christ, the understanding of Christ.
所以又明白这个耶稣的心思意念的钥匙。
The key is firstly to be his disciple.
所以第一点，这个钥匙就是又成为他的门徒。
And to spend time alone with him.
而且又单独的花时间与主在一起。
To be his disciple.
又成为主的门徒。
A disciple is someone who follows him.
一个门徒是一位跟随主的人。
A disciple is someone who learns from him.
一个门徒也是一个向主学习的人。
And you know, Jesus' teaching is a very practical thing.
我们知道耶稣的教导倒是非常实际的教导。
He doesn't just tell us to read a book and go away and answer an exam on the questions that are out of that book.
好像耶稣没有叫我们去读一本书，然后就拿你叫你来考试。
Of course, part of being a disciple is reading a book.
但是我们知道，成为耶稣的门徒，我们必须要读圣经。
But a part of it is doing the things that he says.
但是另外一方面是把我们所领会的又行出来。
And actually following him.
那是要跟随主的脚踪。
And spending time with him.
而花时间与主在一起
，and asking him questions，
而向主提问题
，because it's flowing out of a relationship，
因为我们与主之间是一个关系的沟通。
And when I read something here that I don't understand， I talk to him about it。
当我在读圣经读到我不明白的地方，我能够向主说话。
And I don't always get the answer straight away because There are many mysteries in this book that I still don't fully understand.
所以很多时候我问主的时候，也不是说立刻就能够得着答案。所以因为这本书里面有很多也是我不明白的。
But I thank God for the revelation that He has given, what He has shown, the understanding that He does delight to give.
但是我也感谢神，他已经所赐给的啊这个启示和所赐给我能够所明白。认识的
because his thoughts are not as our thoughts. His thoughts are higher than our thoughts.
因为神的思想不像我们的思想，它是远高过我们的。
And the things that he's done and the things that he has revealed are amazing, and they go beyond what human understanding would take you to.
而且神所启示，而且神所行的事情。很多都是超越过我们人能够所思所想的。
If we just go to 1 Corinthians chapter 2, this is a passage that concludes by saying that we have the mind of Christ.
在哥林多前书第二章，这里讲到我们有基督的心。
Paul starts in verse 6, he says, We speak a message...of wisdom among the mature, but not a wisdom of this age or of the rulers of this age. We speak God's secret wisdom, a wisdom that has been hidden, and God destined for our glory before time began.
然而，在完全的人中，哥林多前书二章六节，然而在完全的人中，我们也讲智慧，但不是这世上的智慧，也不是这世上有权。有位将要败亡之人的智慧，我们讲的乃是从前所隐藏神奥秘的智慧，就是神在万事以前预定使我们得荣耀的。
None of the rulers of this age understood it, for if they had, they wouldn't have crucified the Lord of glory.
这智慧，世上有权有位的人，没有一个知道的。他们若知道，就不把荣耀的主钉在十字架上了。
However, as it is written, no eye has seen, no ear has heard, no mind has conceived what God has prepared for those who love him.
如经上所记，神为爱他的人所预备的，是眼睛未曾看见，耳朵未曾听见，人心也未曾想到的。
But God has revealed it to us by His Spirit.
只有神借着圣灵向我们显明了。
Paul has been speaking about the cross of Jesus.
保罗在这里在讲到基督的十字架。
You know, it's such a foolish thing to human understanding that Jesus would be crucified.
从人的角度来看，耶稣被钉十字架啊，这件事情是很愚拙的。
But there is such an incredible wisdom and power in what God did.
但是在神所做这件事情。却充满了神奥秘的智慧。
And when the Holy Spirit opens your understanding to see what God was doing when Jesus died and rose again, it is just so amazing and fills you with worship.
但是当圣灵向你启示出说神所做这个十字架背后的这个奥秘的智慧的时候，你心中真的是充满着敬拜。
But no one understood what was going on.Until the Holy Spirit began to reveal after the event.
因为在之前，许许多多人都不明白为什么会发生这件事情，直到圣灵来了，向人启示出来。
Satan himself didn't understand what was going on, or else he wouldn't have put Jesus on that cross.
连撒旦自己也不明白为什么要把耶稣钉在十字架上，因为他若明白，他就不会把耶稣钉上十字架。
And Paul goes on to say that that is the door, what Jesus did is the door into all that God has prepared for us.
而保罗这里又讲到，这是耶稣为我们所成就的，乃是向我们打开了一扇门，能够进入到神为我们所预备的一切。
Human wisdom, human understanding takes us down a path of trying to get wealth, trying to get ahead in life, trying to accumulate all these things, trying to get reputation and glory and things.
人的智慧总是会推着我们想去得着这世界上一切，为着地位，为着名声，为着金钱，为着比别人更先进，一直这样去追求。
But when we have the mind of Christ, we see...things that are just going to evaporate in time, things that are just going to end up in ashes and dust.
但是我们若有神的智慧，我们会看见说是世界上的一切有一天都会像这个蒸汽一样、雾气一样的，转眼之间就没有了，一切都成为灰尘泥土。
But the mind of Christ gives us an understanding that God has prepared an inheritance for us.That is eternal, that is indestructible, that doesn't pass away.
但是我们若有基督的心思，我们却看见神为我们预备了这个基业，是又存到永远的，是蛮有荣耀的。
And there is an understanding of the mysteries of God and the wisdom of God that we only get through revelation by the Holy Spirit.
而我们若要明白这个神的奥秘和神的智慧，只能是借着圣灵向我们启示。
But we are called to fellowship with Jesus, where we actually get to share His mind and His understanding.
但我们被呼召，乃是进入到与耶稣的关系中的交通，使我们能够明白他的心，也能够明白他的思想。
And to see things through His eyes, and to see situations through His eyes.
当我们看事情乃是从神的角度来看，我们做事情也是从神的角度来。
And not only does the Holy Spirit give us understanding, but He gives us wisdom.
而圣灵不只是使我们能够明白，他也赐给我们智慧。
One of the verses I really love from the book of James, James chapter 1 and verse 5, James 1 verse 5.
有一节的圣经是我非常喜欢的，就是雅各书第一章第五节。
If any of you lacks wisdom, he should ask God, who gives generously to all without finding fault, and it will be given to him.
你们中间若有缺少智慧的，应当求那厚赐与众人，也不斥责人的神，主就必赐给他。
I love that promise because I'm constantly in situations where I find myself crying out, God, give me wisdom. How do I deal with this? What is the right thing to do in this situation?
我常常捉住神的这个应许，因为我经常遇到一些情况，一些事情，我自己不知道该怎么去面对它，所以又向神祈求他赐给我智慧，怎么样来应对这些事情。
And I ask him with boldness, because he's invited me to do that, and with the expectation that he will give wisdom.
我也能够充满信心的来向神求，因为神这里已经将他应许给我们，我们也充满着信心的等候他必听从我。
Because that is part of the inheritance that he's called me to when he calls me to fellowship with Jesus.
当他呼召我们进来进入与耶稣的交通，这是其中我们得到产业中的一部分。
And this wisdom is a beautiful thing. If we just go over to chapter 3 and from verse 13, he talks about two different kinds of wisdom.
又在雅各书第三章十三节开始这里，又更进一步的讲到这个智慧上的不同。
He says, "Who is wise and understanding among you? Let him show it by his good life, by deeds done in humility, that comes from wisdom."
你们中间谁是有智慧？有见识的呢，他就当在智慧的温柔上显出他的上行来。
True wisdom actually is revealed in humility.
真正的智慧是会使人谦卑下来的。
And he goes on to describe one sort of wisdom, which is a human wisdom.
而他接着去讲到一种的智慧，乃是从人的智慧。
And then one which comes from heaven.
另外一种智慧乃是从天上来的智慧。
And from verse 17, he describes what we have as our inheritance if we belong to Jesus.
又十七节告诉我们，我们若是属于基督的，这就是我们所承受来的。
The wisdom that comes from heaven is first of all pure, then peace-loving, considerate, submissive, full of mercy, and good fruit.Impartial and sincere.
唯独从上头来的智慧，先是清洁，后是和平，温良，柔顺，满有怜悯，多结善果，没有偏见，没有假冒。
God gives us the mind of Christ.
神将基督的心思赐给了我们。
Just because I didn't read it when we were back in 1 Corinthians chapter 2, just to refer to it before we move on.
So, 当之前我们在哥林多前书二章所没有读的，我们现在再读一处圣经。
We won't read the rest of that passage now because of the time, but he concludes verse 16 by saying, "We have the mind of Christ."
而在十六节那里说，我们但是我们是有基督的心了。
That is part of what it is to be called to fellowship with Jesus.
我们被呼召来进入耶稣这个关系的交通，乃是这其中包括了这一部分。
And we need to learn to tap into that and to listen to Him.
我们要学习怎样的听从他。
But we are called to share His heart. We are called to share His mind.
我们被呼召来又分享他的心，也有分享他的思想心思。
And finally, I want to just touch on the fact that we are called to share in His work.
最后一点我要讲的，乃是我们被呼召，也又来分享耶稣的工作。
But before we get into that, we need to share His heart and we need to share His mind if we're going to be effective in His work.
当在我们还没有工作之前，我们必须先分享他的心思想，不然的话我们的工作就没有效果。
What is his work that we're called to share in?
那主耶稣来呼召我们所要来分享的工作是什么呢？
Well, let's just start in thinking about that by going back to Luke chapter 4.
我们先回到路加福音第四章那里来开始来看这是从哪里开始的。
Where Jesus gave what some who use that sort of language would call his mission statement.
或者有些讲说、是这个、耶稣的使命。
He just gone through 40 days in the wilderness after being baptized.
他在之前乃是在受浸了之后到旷野40昼夜。
And he was just now embarking on 3.5 years of ministry on the earth, filled with the Spirit, work that he had to do, which would ultimately culminate in going to the cross.
而他接下来的工作乃是3.5年的工作乃是神所、交托给他而且最终乃是将他领向十字架的。
And he goes to the synagogue, which was the religious meeting hall in the city that he, or the town that he'd grown up in.
而之后耶稣就来到他长大的地方，就是他们宗教的会堂。
And he had an opportunity to stand up in front and read from the book of the law and the prophets.
而他又给了一个机会，能够站起来读这些律法和先知的书。
And he opened up the passage from Isaiah.
而他就打开到以赛亚书的一处地方。
As he read in verse 18, The Spirit of the Lord is on me, because he has anointed me to preach good news to the poor. He sent me to proclaim freedom for the prisoners and recovery of sight for the blind, to release the oppressed, to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor.
在十八节说主的灵在我身上，因为他用膏膏我，叫我传福音给贫穷的人，差遣我报告被掳的得释放，瞎眼的得看见，叫那受压制的得自由，报告神悦纳人的喜年。
His work, we could summarize it, was to bring the kingdom of heaven to earth.
我们能够把耶稣的工作作为一个总结，就是耶稣乃是要把天国带到地上来。
It was to bring good news to those who had none, who were poor.
他乃是要把这个福音传给那些一无所有人。
It was to declare that there was freedom, there was forgiveness, there was fellowship with God for them.
乃是要向他们传讲，他们能够得释放、得自由，他们能够与进入神交通的关系中。
A God who appeared to be far away was close.
本来离他们非常遥远的神现在已经亲近他们。
He was declaring that the oppressed could be free.
又讲到那些被捆绑被压制的人可以得释放。
Those who were blind both physically and spiritually would be able to see.
而那些瞎眼的，无论是肉眼的或者心眼瞎的，他们能够重新看见。
This was the year of the Lord's favor.
因为这是神所喜悦的一年。
This was the time where God's grace and forgiveness and mercy was going to be revealed.
因为在这一年，在这个喜年里，神的恩典、神的怜悯、神的赦免都有向人显明出来。
And we read that Jesus went on and he began to speak good news about the kingdom of heaven to people.
而之后我们看见耶稣接着就把关于天国的福音传给这些人。
And he said, repent, turn, because the kingdom of God is near you.
而耶稣说你们要悔改悔改，因为天国已经近了。
And it wasn't just words; he showed what part of the outworking of that actually was.
而他不只是跟他们讲话、说话、讲道，而且还要将这里面的事情表明出来、行出来。
From verse 31 of Luke chapter, we've got a bit of a challenge, haven't we? From Luke 4:31, we read how he began to drive out evil spirits from people.
而又从第四章的三十一节，我们就开始读到耶稣怎样的将污鬼从人的身上赶出去。
There was freedom for the oppressed.
这些被捆绑的人得了释放。
And then there was healing for those who were sick.
而且那些有疾病的也蒙了主耶稣的医治。
He was bringing the kingdom of heaven to earth.
他乃是又将天国带到地上来。
And it says in verse 40, when the sun was setting, the people brought to Jesus all who had various kinds of sickness, and laying his hands on each one, he healed them. Moreover, demons came out of many people shouting, You are the Son of God, but he rebuked them.
在日落的时候，凡有病人的，无论害什么病，都带到耶稣那里。耶稣按手在他们个人身上，医好他们。又有鬼从好些人身上出来，喊着说：“你是神的儿子。”耶稣斥责他们，不许他们说话，因为他们知道他是基督。
And through the words that he spoke, through the things that he did over the next three and a half years, the light of heaven started to break through the clouds onto earth.
而从接下来的三年半，从耶稣所说的、所行的，天上的光就照到了地上来。
And people who came to Jesus had an amazing, life-changing encounter.
而凡到耶稣这里来的人，他们的生命都带来极大的改变。
People who the world looked down on.
那些被世界所厌弃的人。
People who had made poor choices in life and suffered because of it.
有些人因为做了错误的选择而承受他的后果的人。
People who through no fault of their own had had injustice perpetrated upon them.
当有些人受苦因此别人的不公义。
People who were born crippled and people who were born blind.
有些生下来就是瘸腿的，生下来就是瞎眼的。
So many had a life-changing encounter with Jesus.
许许多的人，他们来到耶稣这里，都经历了生命的改变。
They heard words from his lips that astounded them.
他从听见耶稣口中所说的话，实在使他们惊讶。
He said, "I didn't come to condemn the world, but to save the world."
耶稣来说，我来不是要来定世人的罪，乃是要救他们得救。
And he went on to do something that only he could do.And that was to give his life on the cross and to rise again so that death could finally be conquered.
而他接着就完成了别人所不能做到的事情，就是上了十字架，借着死败坏了死。
And all the works of the enemy could be defeated.
而且魔鬼一切的工作都能够被推翻。
And sin could be forgiven.
人的罪能得着赦免。
And injustice could be overturned.
一切的不义也能够被推翻。
And although what he did on Calvary was something only he could do, he wanted his disciples to share in the work that he was doing.
而虽然在加列山十字架上的工作唯独他自己能够完成，但是他也呼召他的门徒来一同进入他的工作。
In Luke chapter 9,
在卢加福音第九章，
Jesus called his 12 disciples together. These 12 men who had been called into this special intimate place where they could spend time with him and learn from him.
而耶稣在这里叫齐了十二个门徒来，他们这些人能够有时间，更多的时间与他在一起，向他学习。
And it was now time for them not just to share his heart and share his mind, but to share his work.
而现在不只是这些人分享他的心、他的思想，现在也让这些人有份于他的工作。
So in Luke 9, verse 1, he gave them power and authority to drive out all demons, to cure diseases, and he sent them out to preach the kingdom of God and to heal the sick.
所以耶稣就赐给他们能力、权柄，制服一切的鬼。医治各样的病，又差遣他们去宣传， 神国的道医治病人。
And in verse 6, so they set out and went from village to village, preaching the gospel and healing people everywhere.
第六节，门徒就出去，走遍各乡，宣传福音，到处治病。
And what a privilege for them to go out and to actually do the works that Jesus was doing.
他们是何等的荣幸，能够被耶稣差遣出去做耶稣所做的工作。
He anointed them and gave them authority to speak words of life, to heal the sick, and to drive out demons.
耶稣恩膏他们，赐给了他们权柄，直到他们能够赶鬼，能够治病。
To bring the kingdom of heaven to earth.
能够将天国带到地上来。
And after that, in verse 10, it wasn't just the 12 who had this special relationship with Jesus who were uniquely able to do the works that Jesus was doing.
而又来到第十节，不只是这十二个人他们与耶稣有亲密的交通，也能够行做耶稣的工作。
After this, the Lord appointed 72 others and sent them out two by two ahead of him to every town and place he was about to go.
而又之后，耶稣也差遣了72个人进到这些村庄，他所要去的地方。
And those 72 went out, and we read in verse 17.The 72 returned with joy in verse 17. And they said, Lord, even the demons submit to us in your name.
读加福音十章十七节，那七十个人欢欢喜喜地回来说，主啊，因你的名就是鬼也服了我们。
Jesus has called us into fellowship with him.
耶稣呼召我们来进入与他的交通，
to share his heart,
来分享他的心，
to share his mind,
他的思想，
to share his work,
而且他的工作。
What a privilege to have such an understanding of the heart of God that we can go out into the world knowing his love for people.
我们是何等的荣幸能够明白神的心意，而到这个世界进入这个世界里面去告诉人神爱他们。
You know, God actually cares deeply about the people that we work with.
神实在的非常关心与我们一起做工的人。
He cares deeply about the people we go to university with.
神也非常的关心那些与我们一同去上学的人。
Or school with.
或者去学校的朋友。
He cares deeply about the people in our broader family.
而神也是深深的非常关心我们的这个家庭的里面的这些亲戚。
He actually loves our friends.
耶稣实在是爱我们的朋友。
And he has given us his spirit to empower us to share a message and to actually take the kingdom of heaven and bring it into their world.
而且神也赐给我们的圣灵，赐给我们这个能力，能够去到他们的当中，能够把天国也带给他们。
You know, Jesus said in John 14 and verse 12,
耶稣在约翰福音十四章十二节，
He who believes in me, the works that I do shall he do also.And greater works than these, because I'm going to the Father.
我实实在在的告诉你们，我所做的事，信我的人也又做，并且又做比这更大的事，因为我往父那里去。
Now I don't want to take the time this morning because I'm running out of it to start reflecting on what he means by the greater works than Jesus was doing.
虽然今早我不是有注重的讲到，说是。又做比他耶稣做更大的事。
But let's just stop at the first part, which is the works that I'm doing, shall he do also?
但我们若是看第一部分，耶稣说到我所做的事，信我的人也又做。
We are called into fellowship with Jesus.
我们被呼召进入与耶稣的相交交通里面。
And part of that is to understand His heart for those around us.
乃是又进入了这个关系里面，又使到我们能够明白他的心意对待我们周围的人。
Part of that is understanding and discernment and wisdom for the situations we're in.
而且另外方面乃是有智慧，能够去应付我们所面临的每一个情景。
And part of that is to bring the kingdom of heaven into their world.
而且又把天国带到那些人的当中。
We're being called into fellowship with Jesus.
我们被呼召来进入与耶稣的交通里面。
An intimate relationship of love.
是在一个亲密的爱关系里面。
God is faithful who has called us into that.
神是信实的，已经呼召我们来进入这个关系。
And I hope like me you've got your L plates on still.
我也盼望你像我一样，前面也是带着一个 L 牌来学习。
Because God who is faithful has got things to teach all of us as we go deeper into this fellowship with His Son.
因为信实的神，当我们与他的关系更深入的时候，他有更多的要来教导我们。
And there is no greater joy than to share that intimacy with him.
能够与耶稣有着亲密的关系，乃是我们最大的喜乐。
And there is no greater joy than to understand his love for us.
没有能够比明白他对我们的爱有更大的喜乐。
To hear His voice as He explains mysteries to us that we couldn't otherwise understand.
又听见他向我们解释神的奥秘，是我们原来所不明白的。
And no greater joy than to bring the kingdom of heaven to touch lives of those around us who we start to love like He loves them.
而没有更大的喜乐。能够看见，能够将天国带给我们周围的人，也让他们明白神爱他们。
Just before we finish,
在我们结束之前
，If you haven't yet entered into that relationship with Jesus, I just want to give you a word of encouragement this morning.
你若是还没有跟耶稣进入了这个生命的关系，我又给你一个鼓励的话。
God is not far away from you.
神离你不远。
He is as close to you as you speaking to him.
他离你是多么的近，你能够亲口对他说话。
You just need to say, God, I thank you that you love me.
你只需要说，神啊，我感谢你，你爱我。
I thank you that you sent Jesus into this world to be my savior.
我感谢你差遣耶稣来到世上成为我的救主。
And I turn from everything else to you.
我现在又离开一切来转向你。
And I receive that love.
我愿意接受你的爱。
And you might be like my dad at the age of 90, who didn't know many things and he'd freely admit it, but he'd say, one thing I know, I love him and he loves me.
或者你像我父亲一样九十岁的时候，他知道的不多，但他知道的有一点，就是他爱我，我爱他。
But if you're willing to enter into that relationship, you will begin to make some amazing discoveries about this amazing God.
你就是愿意进入与耶稣的这个生命的关系，你会开始的来发现那神所赐给你奇切的奥妙。
So.If you want to do that, don't go away today without speaking to someone that you know has that relationship with Jesus. You can speak to me if you want to, or speak to somebody else who you've come with. But that is a precious, wonderful invitation that He gives to you, because He wants relationship with you.
在你离开之前，你可以，你若是还没有得着这个与耶稣的关系，你可以找弟兄姐妹跟他们讲。或者跟他分享，但是因为神已经将这个非常非常大的爱和奇妙赐给你。
He sees something in you that others mightn't have seen, and you mightn't have even seen yourself, but he sees something that's so incredibly precious to him.
因为神在你身上看见他所宝贝的，可能是我所没有看见，别人没有看到的。
And that's why he gave his life for you.
这是为什么耶稣为你舍命。
So let's pray.
让我们祷告。
Father, we want to thank you for your amazing love.
天父，因着你奇妙的爱，我们要感谢你。
And we want to thank you that you have called us into an intimate relationship of love with yourself.
我们要感谢你，因你呼召我们来进入与你生命上亲密的交通。
And we pray you would bring each one of us into a growing depth of relationship with you.
我们也祈求你使我们在这里每一个人能够在与你的关系上更进一步。
To share your heart in greater measure.
能够更多的明白你的心意。
To share your mind with deeper understanding.
也能够更深的明白你的思想。
And to share your work with greater effectiveness.
而又有奉依你的工作而有效果。
And we thank you that you are faithful who has called us into this fellowship.
我们要感谢你，因你是信实的神，呼召我们来进入这个关系的交通。
In Jesus' name.
奉耶稣的名。
Amen.
Amen.